الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما صدق الله العظيم. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending salutations upon the greatest of all creation, none other than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, we remind ourselves that through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us, that we have been blessed with the honor of sitting in a masjid and listening to teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. In the previous dars, we mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a group of people who believe that being blessed with wealth in this dunya is directly correlated and directly connected to being, to having proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being poor and without wealth in this dunya is a sign of being distant and far from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to say, kalla, kalla, most definitely not. Most definitely not. Meaning that your belief in this is most definitely not true. Balla tukrimun al-yateem. That your belief in this is most definitely not true. And we gave a few examples of this, that we have examples of the past, Fir'aun, Haman, that they had so much, Qarun, yet they were distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have examples of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose a life of poverty, yet he was the greatest of all of mankind and the greatest of all creation. In one hadith, Imam Tirmizi rahimahullah narrates on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala an, he said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَدْخُلُ الْفُقَرَاءُ الْجَنَّةَ قَبْلَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ بِخَمْسِ مِئَةَ عَامٍ. That the poor people of this ummah, they will enter into Jannah 500 years before the rich. This is another example of how being blessed with wealth in this dunya and not being blessed with this wealth in this dunya has absolutely no connection with those who have proximity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and those who are distant from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says that the person whom Allah loves, he moves the dunya away from them. He moves the dunya away from them. So this is another example of how this a belief of the disbelievers is absolutely untrue. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lists a few of the sins and a few of the misdeeds of the same party, yani the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. Rather, you did not honor the orphan. So the ulama write, the one thing is fulfilling the right of the orphan. So we give them our zakah, we take care of them, we give them money. This is fulfilling the right of the orphan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word ikram over here. And that is honoring the orphan, that as well as paying and giving them our zakah and giving charity, along with this, we should honor them, we should respect them, we should love them. The way we treat and love our own children, we should love orphans and respect them and honor them. Remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also an orphan. So we should imagine that the love that we have for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we see the orphan, we should try to, you know, express this love through our actions towards orphans. We should take care of them, we should love them, we should honor them. If you have the ability, we should take them into our houses, adopt them. It's a great, great deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Along with this, we mentioned before that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us, then it is upon us, it is mandatory upon us to be thankful and to do shukr of these blessings. So the ulama write that one way of doing, expressing our thankfulness and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to use the blessings that Allah has given us in fulfilling the rights of the orphan and treating them and honoring them. This is one way of showing our gratitude and being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another perspective that the ulama have taken. Over here the word bal has been used. So some ulama write that previously we have the party who say that Allah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restricts them and in terms of their wealth and affluence, they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dishonored me. So some ulama write, the one connection is this, that it is possible that because you were ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and because you did not honor the orphan, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished you in this world by restricting wealth upon you. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَحَاضُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. You do not encourage one another to feed the needy. So, one thing is that we, first of all, these verses are also mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'un. One thing is that a person, he doesn't, feed the needy himself. So that's one level. But this is that even when other people want to, you don't even try to, advise other people as well to feed the needy and everything like this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true understanding of the Holy Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true love for the Holy Quran. The reason today I made a point of sitting today in the dars of tafsir for two reasons. One reason is, Hazrat Thaniyul Nawrallahu Marqadahu writes that when we do an amal, we should do this continuously. And we should do it. If we are doing it every week, then we should do it continuously every week. This attains barakah in our actions and our amal. And the second reason is a very special reason. Many of you will not know this, but today we received the news. The Hazrat Mufti Yusuf Mayat Rahmatullah Ali passed away. And Hazrat Mufti Yusuf Mayat Rahmatullah Ali had a very strong connection with this tafsir that takes place on Fridays. And many of you will not know, but actually Mufti Yusuf, he was the one that told me to start this tafsir. And not only did he tell me to stop, initially, Mufti Yusuf had a lot of fikr and a lot of concern. And in many things in this masjid, he started many, many different things. And one of the things that he started was, he had this fikr that we have, on Tuesdays we have tafsir in Urdu. We need to have a tafsir for the youngsters so they can understand in English as well. So he went to Mufti Abdullah Sahib and he had discussions with him and many other ulama. And then he came to me and he asked me that, why don't you start this tafsir? And me being, you know, lazy as I am, I said, oh, you know, I don't want to do it. I'll see, I'll let you know. And then he kept coming to me again and again. And wallahi, he came to me for 6 months. He did not give up on me. For 6 months, he continued to come to me. And he was persistent. And then it came to a point where I kept delaying. And then after, I said to him, at one point, I said to him, inshallah, we'll see after Ramadan. So after Ramadan, he came to me again. And he said to me that, you know, when are you going to start this tafsir? And I looked at him and I said, you know what, I've run out of excuses now. And for 6 months, he was so persistent. And wallahi, I mentioned to him a few weeks ago that every second I spend in the preparation for this tafsir, every minute that we are sat here today, wallahi, everyone who is sat here listening, everyone who is listening, the reward is going to Mufti Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullahi. The reward is going to his soul, wallahi. His janazah was just in half an hour ago. He is receiving the reward as we speak. Because for 6 months he came after me. He did not let me go. Wallahi. He could have given up. He could have moved on. But his fikr, wallahi, had a concern. Now, as mu'mins, a mu'min, what does a mu'min do? A mu'min takes a lesson. A mu'min takes a lesson from the things that are happening around. Wallahi, we look at the life of Mufti Yusuf. We did not appreciate who he was. We did not appreciate, look, everyone, you know, when we were in Darul Uloom, his nickname was Smiley. Because he was always smiling. He had the akhlaq of the Nabi. He never ever fought with anyone. Everyone. I can't even remember any time that he ever had a fight with someone. He disappointed someone. He made someone upset. Wallahi, everyone was happy with him. He was happy with everyone. Every time he came with a smile. He took care of everyone in our family. He had this fikr all the time. Whenever anyone was ill, just a few weeks ago, my cousin was ill. He kept coming to me, need to go and visit him. We went to visit him. He used to go around. He used to visit the aunties. You know, the hadith of Rasulullah with regards to keeping, you know, kinship and family ties. He took this very seriously. Yeah, he took care of everybody. He had a lot of fikr. For me, Mufti Yusuf was my ustad, he was my colleague, he was my cousin, he was my brother. For everything, even for 3.5 years, I was just talking to my colleague, for 3.5 years he taught us in Nur Islam on Monday, never took a single penny of us. And he had a fikr and he had a concern for this ummah and he worried. You know, they were saying as well that Nur Islam library, he put so much effort into starting it as well, just like the English tafsir. We need to look at the life of these people. Just a few weeks ago, we went to a janazah together and then we were walking. It was a long walk towards the Qabristan and I looked at him and I said to him that Mufti Musa Badat Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's janazah and I said the hadith to him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ إِنْتِزَاعًا يَنْتَزِعُهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ وَلَاكِنْ يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Yeah, and I mentioned to him that so many ulama have gone and Mufti Yusuf was a very, very strong alim. He had a lot of knowledge. He had a lot of knowledge and he was teaching people. He was teaching people aqidah. He taught in our madrasa itqan. All the students loved him. He loved the street. He had so much fikr. And he looked at me and he said, I know so many ulama are going. And just a few weeks ago, we went in Darul Uloom. And we came out and we were remembering our Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Mutala rahimahullah. And, you know, we were discussing Hazrat rahmatullah alayhi. And I remember we came out and he looked at me. Just a few weeks ago, he looked at me and he said, Jawano, ab taqdeer-e alam aapke haath mein hai, hum nahi honge. This was one of the lines that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention. And he looked at me and he said that, and I said, you're right, it's true. That Jawano, ab taqdeer-e alam aapke haath mein hai. Oh, youngsters, the fate of the world is in your hands now. We will not be here. And now Mufti Yusuf is not with us. 33 years old, 32 years old, so young, such a strong alim. But the fact of the matter is his time had come. So now what do we do? He has passed the test. Yeah, we have a ghalib izan, we have a almost, like he's passed the test. He was a day of Friday, he passed away whilst drowning. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the person who drowns is a shaheed. So he got shahadat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with shahadat. He got Friday. Yeah, the person who passes away on a Friday is a hadith. Yeah, he will not be questioned. But now what do we do? What is our duty? Our duty is to look to the life of these people, adopt their characteristics, adopt their akhlaq, and ensure that when our time comes, because Malikul Maut is going to come, just like he came to Mufti Yusuf this morning, he is going to come to me and you and every single one of us. It is our duty that we live our life in such a way that when that moment comes, we welcome with open arms. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send thousands and thousands of millions of rahmat upon the soul of Hazrat Mufti Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. I can't believe I'm actually saying these words. It's such a shock to the system. So many people were coming forward, sending messages about their interactions with Mufti Yusuf. And, you know, we just like his father, Hazrat Mullah Ali Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, we all felt like we had a special relationship with him. No, I had a special relationship with him. Mufti Sahib used to do this for me. Someone else comes forward. No, he was special to me. Someone else came forward. No, he did this for me. He did this for me. He had good ta'alluqat with everyone. He did a favor upon every single one of us. We should adopt these akhlaq as well. We should, you know, have a smile on our face, be nice to people, take care of people, have this fikr for our cousins, our aunties, our uncles. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Mufti Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of his works in this dunya a means of isali thawab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting today and make it a means of raf'i darajat for Hazrat Mufti Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give his mother sabri jameel. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her strength. She lost Hazrat Mullah Ali Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi just 2 years ago, and now she just a few years ago, 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago now nearly, and now she has lost her young son. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give his widowed wife sabri jameel and strength and patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send the ummah ni'mul badal. This is one thing as well. We have lost a great scholar today. We do not understand. Some people may not understand who he was, the amount of knowledge he had, the amount of khidmat he was doing for deen. He had so much fikr. Whenever I used to go to him with any issue, he always supported me. He never said, oh, well, we can't do much about this. He always supported me. Yeah, let me know what I can do to help. You know, inshallah, I'll message a few people. He always had this fikr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, send a ni'mul badal to the ummah. Allahumma la tahrimna ajrah wa la taftinna ba'da. We should make dua. And as much as we can, we feel sad. Yeah, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that innal ayna tadma' wal qalb yahzan. وَإِنَّا بِفِرَاكِكَ يَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَمَحْزُونٌ. So we've cried and these things, but we should also, as much as we can, send isali thawab to Mufti Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi and all of those, our asatiza, our shuyuk, our family members, and all those who are family members and not family members, the Muslim ummah, those who have passed away, we should send them isali thawab. We should pray some Yasin Sharif, pray some Quran, send a reward to them. Inshallah, this will benefit their souls as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all strength and patience. Ameen, 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 ya rabbal alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.